The Gulfstream G280 shuddered as it banked hard right. Miranda Miller pushed one of the window blinds out of the way. Damn. Black as pitch outside the aircraft. She felt like warmed over crap. Her mouth tasted sour and her eyes were hot and gritty. She rubbed them and tallied how long it had been since she'd slept. At least 2 days. She reached for a styrofoam cup in its no-spill metal holder, sloshed cold coffee around her mouth, and swallowed. Her headset hummed.
Wakey, wakey, Fräulein.
A heavily accented German voice rumbled.
We land at JFK as soon as the tower clears us.
What?
Fear sliced through her fatigue.
I told you we needed a smaller airport.
Sorry, Fräulein. This one was closest. We are below recommended minimums on fuel.
She considered asking the pilot why he hadn't planned better but decided not to antagonize him. It was bad enough they were flying without a co-pilot, probably against FAA regulations. She had a dummied-up commercial pilot's license tucked in her wallet under one of her many assumed names. Hopefully it matched the one on her phony passport. She hadn't had time to check. If it came down to it, she'd been instructed to tell the tower she co-piloted the flight. As if he'd read her thoughts, the pilot's next words were,
I need you to move into the cockpit, Fräulein.
Alrighty, give me a minute.
You do not have much more than that. I do not wish further difficulties with the U.S. authorities.
Miranda wondered just what other problems the pilot might be referring to. She almost asked him, and then decided she didn't really care. Her international security company engaged professionals. Most of them came from either the military or law enforcement and had checkered pasts. She unbuckled her seatbelt and stumbled to her feet. Her crumpled black pantsuit stank, but maybe only to her lichen senses. She hoped humans wouldn't be able to smell stale blood. A muffled chortle made its way past her lips. Maybe once anyone got a whiff of days-old sweat, they'd give her a wide berth. Her body ached, especially her ribs where her target had slammed a lead pipe into her. She fingered her side and wondered if anything was broken. Not much you could do for ribs. They had to mend on their own. A few steps took her to the tiny head in the rear of the aircraft. She splashed cold water on her face and winced when she took a good look at her scraped knuckles. Her target in Amsterdam, head of a worldwide human trafficking organization, had been much harder to eliminate than she'd expected. She'd needed her supernatural speed and strength, and her wolf form. One more face dunking in cold water and she grabbed a towel to dry herself.
Now, Fräulein.
The jet shuddered again as its landing gear clicked into place. The pilot sounded so exasperated she rushed down the aisle and hurtled through the already open cockpit door. He grabbed her arm and threw her into the empty seat.
Watch it,
she snapped, her upper lip pulled into a snarl, claws pressed against the ends of her fingertips. Miranda struggled for control. Her wolf wanted to kill the human who'd manhandled her.